Turnbuckle Trash fans, you can stay in the ring with us by following us on Facebook and clicking that like button on our Facebook page, Turnbuckle Trash. Or you can follow us on Twitter, at Turnbuckle Trash. And in case you got any comments, suggestions, or questions, you can email us at WPFpod@gmail.com. Again, that's WPFpod@gmail.com.
Okay, this section is going to be solo with me, Dave Denton, doing a couple of reports on some of the news that has come out about professional wrestling over the last couple of weeks. Pro Wrestler Insider reporting that the Hardys WWE versus Impact Wrestling lawsuits regarding the broken gimmick, both entities saying that they own it. The Hardys say since they were the ones that came up with it, they own it. Impact saying since they were employed with TNA Impact at the time, that they own that intellectual property. StillRealToUs.com is reporting that Chris Jericho has wrapped up what many fans, including myself, consider his greatest WWE run of his career. There was comedy. There was incredible physical abilities. His feud with Kevin Owens was great. The stupid idiot gimmick. The list. But Jericho is now saying he might not ever come back to the WWE full-time. He spoke with the Washington Post during one of Fozzy's stops on tour, that's his rock and roll band, and said he is booked for a couple of live events this year, but he's not sure if he'll return for a long run if he ever does. Now, on our last podcast, we talked about Sean Waltman, X-Pac, the 1-2-3 Kid, whatever you want to call him, him being busted at the L.A. airport and accused of drugs. I mean, there was meth and all kinds of stuff involved. However, Sean Waltman, X-Pac, has passed a polygraph test that he took on his own podcast, X-Pac 12360. And the lie detector test that he took showed that he had not been trying to smuggle drugs into London, where he was caught in the L.A. airport. X-Pac spoke about the situation with the police, and they thought he had meth, but according to Sean, in reality, it was a bottle of yeast infection pills. Now, you remember he said it was medication to be treated for a yeast infection, and I kind of made fun of it at that point, thinking that it was meth. Evidently, he's telling the truth because all charges have been dropped. Good for him. I mean, good for his career, and also good for, you know, he might have been facing some serious jail time if that would have been something that they were going to pursue. But evidently, he was telling the truth. I will take my hat off to him, and I apologize if I besmirched your character by any means. Didn't mean to. I just thought that one line about yeast infection pills just didn't sound right to me, but you were right. I was wrong. Now, real life takes precedence over wrestling at times. A recent bombing at a concert in Manchester, England, has forced the WWE to cancel the NXT event scheduled for June the 6th in Manchester, where all those people were killed from that absolutely horrific act. Now, the next night, NXT will be in the Leeds, England area, and they will have a show there, and they will also be doing free tickets for those who had tickets for Manchester. CM Punk is appearing on a competition show on MTV called The Challenge, where this season it's champs versus pros. And one of the competitions saw the former WWE champ get covered with ketchup and mustard in a loss for his team. And that's when some dude who calls himself Johnny Bananas. Johnny Bananas. That's what he calls himself. Johnny, do you get that? Johnny Bananas. Why? I have no idea. Don't care to know. Won't know. Never want to know. Johnny Bananas got upset with CM Punk after Punk said that he felt like Bill Murray in Ghostbusters with all the ketchup and mustard all over him. Now, Bananas took exception to the comment, responded, "You're the first guy in history to go on and lose and say you're happy about it. I wouldn't brag about it," according to Johnny Bananas. Punk then asked Bananas what he does for a living, and Bananas took a shot at Punk, and when he said, Bananas said, "I don't go to the UFC and get my ass whooped. That's what I don't do. Punk fired back. I was either going to win gloriously or die a glorious death. And that's something somebody like you is never going to understand. Ooh, that's a burn, baby. Things got a little heated. Punk and got into Johnny's face and then called him a ignorant word I can't use on this podcast. Then Johnny Bananas, I just like saying that name, Johnny Bananas, told CM Punk that he couldn't make it in wrestling or MMA. Now, I have gone on record to say I'm a little tired of CM Punk. I really am. But didn't make it in wrestling? Now, Johnny Bananas, you're a little bananas on saying that because CM Punk was a huge star in the WWE. I mean, huge. I mean, they were even talking about getting him his own ice cream bar. Impact Wrestling. Now, Impact Wrestling, I was just finishing up the show that aired on June the 1st. And Moose is still the grand champion. And Bobby Lashley is still the Impact champion. LAX is still the tag team champions. But for some reason, Impact and Jeff Jarrett think they have to really push the fact that Global Force has come together with Impact Wrestling. Now, as far as I'm concerned, what is Global Force? Really? I mean, they had some good names, but there were events over the last 2 years were next to non-existent. So, they've been having a tournament for the tag team title, which was won by LAX over the VOW. Now, that, if you remember Crimson from Impact, he has picked up a partner, and they've kind of gone on the Veterans of War gimmick, VOW. Nice tag team, really work well together, but they were beaten by LAX. So now, Global Force tag team champions are LAX, along with them being the Impact tag champions. Alberto El Patron defeated EC3 in a steel cage match to retain his Global Force championship, which he won from Magnus. And now he'll go on to face Bobby Lashley. That will be on Slammiversary on July the 2nd. Scott Steiner is back, making an appearance a couple of weeks ago. He will be Josh Matthews' partner against Jeremy Borash and Joseph Park. Now, Joseph Park, as you know, also has an alter ego named Abyss. I'm just going to leave it there. I do not know where they're going with this. I'm wondering if at one point Park will roll out of the ring, he'll get under the ring and come back up as Abyss. Be looking for it. But what I really don't understand is why that Impact has been pushing the Global Force champions down our throat when, to a real wrestling fan, and I consider myself a real wrestling fan, Global Force means very, very little to me. I'm sorry, but you didn't take the ball and run with it when you had a chance. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his new movie Baywatch is out, and I was talking to Zane, who went out to see it. He said it was really bad. He didn't like it at all. But The Rock has been making noises in the political circles as of late, saying that he wants to run for president of the United States of America. Now, he hosted or co-hosted a Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago, and he and none other than Tom Hanks talked about running for the president and vice presidential ticket together. Here's the audio from Saturday Night Live.
Dwayne, together we would get 100% of the vote. I would get the senior vote because I fought in World War II in like 10 different movies.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I, of course, would get the minority vote because everyone just assumes that I'm, well, whatever they are.
Yeah. You're Portuguese. And Jimmy Fallon also had a little report on The Rock's presidential bid.
The stage is set. White House title holder Donald Trump.
I'm here to challenge you.
Defends his belt against The Rock.
You come out here, you run down our country. It's a country we love. It's a country we're proud of.
I think I'm stronger than you.
We don't boo you because you support Russia.
Get ready to Dwayne the Swan at Electomania 2020.
Take a run around here looking like a big fat bull of
It's an all-out smackdown of democracy.
You're right. He is scared. You're right.
We're looking at what would happen if a homeless lumberjack banged an Oopaloopa.
Electromania 2020, only on C-SPAN 2.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's in the news. You want to hear this? Yes, you do. Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he might run for president of the United States later on down the line. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, yeah. When they heard, the Republican Party asked him, can you start tomorrow?
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the outfits before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
On June the 2nd, on my Facebook that I'm following with Independent Wrestling, they had something they're promoting called Break the Barrier 2017. It's a pro wrestling festival that will be shown on something called Powerbomb TV. Powerbomb.tv is their website. Once again, Powerbomb.tv is a subscription service, and evidently there are like 30 different independent wrestling firms around the country that are contributing to Powerbomb.tv, and Independent Wrestling has a link so you can get a chance to win a one-year subscription to Powerbomb.tv, but you need to do it soon. Once again, the Break the Barrier 2017 Pro Wrestling Festival will be held on June the 11th. That is a Sunday, and you can watch it on powerbomb.tv. A couple updates from Monday Night Raw and the WWE. Alexis Bliss was taunting Bayley, getting ready for Extreme Rules, with a really bad This Is Your Life segment. How bad was it? I couldn't even call it a butt fumble. There was hardly any crowd reaction. The situation was really very poorly done. No fault of Alexis Bliss, who I just think she does a great job, but they put her in a bad situation. As some people just call it, well, WrestleTalk.com, they have a YouTube channel, and WrestleTalk called it the worst segment of 2017 so far. The New Day has returned to SmackDown Live, so this little bit with Breezango against the Usos taking a back seat, and Breezango now going against Primo and Epico with their Fashion Police gimmick. Extreme Rules, which is a Raw-only branded pay-per-view, is coming up on Sunday, June the 4th. Now, let me just say this. The past 2 years, Extreme Rules have been extreme yawners. Here's the rundown of the matches. Alexis Bliss versus Bayley for the Women's Championship with a kendo stick on a pole match. There will be a fatal five-way for the right to face Brock Lesnar. Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, Samoa Joe, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Intercontinental title match, Dean Ambrose versus The Miz. Now, if Ambrose is disqualified, then The Miz wins the title. Cruiserweight title match, Neville versus Austin Aries in a submission match. That one I am really interested in. Love both of those performers. And then either it's going to be on the pre-show, which I hope, Rich Swann and Sasha Banks take on Nomar Dar and Alicia Fox in a mixed tag team match. Just a couple of other quick notes. Lucha Underground has started the second part of their season with their first show of the second part of their season on May the 31st. It was a one-hour, all-night-long title match with Johnny Mundo against the Mac. Very well done. It ended in a 3-3 tie after run-ins by Sexy Star, Son of Havoc. Also, run-ins by Morrison's friends, including PJ Black, who was dressed like John Morrison to make the Mac think that it was John, because they have similar builds and similar hairstyles. So that was an interesting thing, but it got down to a 3-3 tie. Johnny Mundo thought he had retained his championship, and that's when it was announced that they would have one more fall and go all night long again next week That would be the first week in June for Lucha Underground. Very well done by not only the performers, the writing staff, but the crowd was into it. The announcers did a great job building that storyline, too. I can't wait to see how they do this for Lucha Underground in the future. Love me some Lucha Underground, and I need me some more Marty the Moth Martinez. I need some more Moth. Ring of Honor still has a champion, Christopher Daniels, now calling himself the smartest man in the room. There's a great feud going on between two of my favorite wrestlers in ROH, and that would be the last real man in professional wrestling, Silas Young, against the greatest first-generation wrestler, Jay Lethal. If you get a chance to see that, it's good, good stuff. That's this segment of Wrestling News on Turnbuckle Trash.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Now sing it, Cole.
Hey, 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 goodbye. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Come on, doctor. Hey, 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 goodbye.
Everybody. I feel the energy. Hulkamania's running worldwide.